Good evening. Again, it's good to be back out in God's house this evening. I want us to put on God's holy headphones tonight, what I want to talk about this evening. If you would, turn to 1 Samuel, the third chapter, if you would. 1 Samuel, the third chapter. I'm going to start with the first verse when you get there. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord in those days, there was no open vision. And his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And the air of the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli, and said, I called not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again to Samuel, and Samuel arose and went to Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And he arose and went to Eli, and said, Here am I, for he called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel, and Samuel, then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. Father, as we come, Lord, this evening, I come, Lord, with thanksgiving again in my heart tonight. Lord, I pray, Father, that, Lord, that the word would be going out, and minds would be opened up, Lord. I pray, Father, that our ears would listen, that we'd be attentive to what the word of God says and how that you speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Amen. You know, back whenever the telegraph was a very important means of time that applied for a job at a telegraph office, you know you had to know Morse code. At the office, he went in to sit down, and there was a sign out where the receptionist was, and the sign said, you know what, sign your name, and he sat down with several other applicants. Well, when they're sitting there, they could hear in the background, of course, it's a telegraph office, they could hear the telegraph. They're listening. Well, this young man gets up and walks towards the back room. All the other applicants are standing there, sitting. Must have thought that, you know what, there was something going on, or thought he changed his mind. The manager told all the rest of the applicants, he said, listen, he said, we've already got the job filled. This young man here is the one that we want. And all the rest of them got mad. They said, you know, he didn't even interview the rest of us. How could he come to the back room? And he said, and you've got the job. The young man understood what Morse code was. He understood what it said. He got up and he went back to into the back room this evening. You know what? Listen, if you understand this message, if you understand, we live in a world that is full, I'm telling you, full. You know what, brothers and sisters, listen, are you able this evening, just like Samuel did? Amen? Do you understand what it means to hear what God, whenever God is talking to you, do you hear God talking to you this evening? What about you? Are you tuned into God's voice this evening? That's the question I want to ask you tonight. Samuel was not tuned into God's voice. Remember it said he had not, whenever I read down through there, I told you that it said, you know, listen, it said, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. I want to tell you something this evening that I believe. You, if you are a born-again Christian this evening, I believe this wholeheartedly, you will hear and understand when God is talking to you. Do you agree with that? I believe you will. You hear him when he speaks to you. Are you listening tonight? Listen, I'm preaching on holy headphones tonight. That's what I want to preach on. That's what I want to talk to you. How to hear God's voice. I want you to understand that when you hear him, when he speaks to you, how many of you all, listen to me, have ever heard God speak to you? I'm not saying in an audible voice all the time. I want to ask you, know beyond a shadow of a doubt tonight, I'm talking to you that you... 8:47 says this. This is his words. He that is of God heareth God, not of God. Have you ever... Again, I'm going to ask you, have you ever heard God talk to you? I am certain by the end of this message, if you're one of God's children, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll know how to learn whenever God is talking to you. I believe that tonight. You know what? And if you're not one of God's children, then you know what I want to tell you this evening? Praise God. You can know that God's talking to you tonight, because all that you have to do is get to know God through His Son, Jesus Christ. The first thing you got to do to hear God is to be tuned into Him. Let me ask you a question. If you want to listen to Praise FM and Walk FM, turn to a country and western station to hear that. You don't turn to a rock and roll station. You turn to 107.9 and you turn to 88.7 if you want to hear them two stations. Am I right? Those of you listening, yeah, that's right. You tune to them. If you want to get tuned in, that's what you turn to. You can't listen to Caleb unless you turn to 90.7 or 91.9. Unless your radio's turned to them, you will not hear those stations on your radio. And I want to tell you something this evening. It's Word. You're not going to do it. Amen. You're just not. Can't hear Him. What is it about Samuel here? Samuel was turned over by his mother. He was turned over by his mother for God's use, right? That's what he did. His mother turned him over. Said, she prayed for a son. Am I right? She prayed for a son. God answered that prayer. And she said, God, if you answer my prayer, I will give you this child for your service. So she takes him to the temple and she gives him to God. And you know what? God, you guys about ready to turn this thing over. And you know what? Samuel is laying in his bed at night, talks to him, trying to talk to him, trying to get him to listen. But Samuel didn't understand. And folks, I want to tell you something right now. God has talked to some of us. I want to tell you here tonight, God has talked to some of us, and we are not understanding what God is wanting us to hear. Tonight, maybe we're asleep up walking, I don't know. But you know what? God is talking to you. God is trying to get your attention. And you know what? And it's God trying to talk to us. And that's just what God did to Samuel. You know what? He tried to talk to him. He thought that Eli was calling him. Maybe you think the world's talking to you. Maybe it's your attention. And I want to tell you something here this evening. Listen to me. It's for your benefit. He's wanting to talk to you. Have you tuned into God? Can you tell when He's speaking to you? I'll tell you a story about a Native American that went to New York City. Greg, that place there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Those of you who have been there, you can't hear nothing there. This guy's Native American, and his friend was in New York City. What's going on? And this guy said, listen, do you hear that cricket? And the guy that was with him said, you're crazy. How could you hear a cricket in all this? He said, I hear a cricket. Cars blasting, people walking, people talking. He said that guy, Native American, walked across the street. There was a planter over there. And sure enough, there was a cricket in that planter that he heard. And he said, why you got super hidden to hear that? I can hear that because I was listening for that. Listen to me. If you are not tuned into God, you are not going to hear what God has for you to say. You know what? And I say, and I'll tell you this, if you are tuned into God, no matter the noise that's going on around you, I want to tell you something, you will be able to hear what God is trying to say to you also. Just like that little cricket in New York City, and that Native American could hear it. You know what I'm saying right now? If you talk to you, praise God, you know what? I believe that. No one. If you are listening to God or you are tuned to God, no one will be able to distract you whenever God is trying to talk to you. That's how God spoke to Adam. You know, God spoke to a lot of people down through the Bible, right? He spoke to Adam. He spoke to Noah. He spoke to Abraham. He spoke to Moses. He spoke to all these people down through God's Word. And some of you may be saying, well, why does God not still speak to me in that way today? Listen to me. If there was a burning bush out in your yard and it was not consumed, and God would probably try to talk to some people, they would run. They would probably take off as fast as they could nowadays. God doesn't always speak that way. Listen, even in the New Testament, God spoke to Mary through the angels, right? And told her that she's going to have His Son. Amen? And when Paul was on the road to Damascus, Paul was struck down, and praise God, Jesus Christ appeared, and Jesus Christ spoke to him. You can't help but think, man, I wish God would speak that way today. But you know what? I'm not saying I don't limit God. God can still speak in that way as far as I'm concerned. Don't listen to these people and say that God's limited. I don't believe that. I still believe God can speak today in that same way. Ephesians 4, 11, 12 says, you know what? He speaks to us through God, through this Ephesians 4, 11, 12. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Whenever you set in a, whenever you set through a Wednesday night service, I want to tell you, you are, can hear from God if you are listening for the right things. Amen. He speaks through youth pastors. He speaks through teachers. He speaks through the testimonies that people have. He thinks, are we willing to listen for God to speak to each and every one of us through those things? You know what to me? And I know people get tired of me saying this, but you know what? We need to be in God's house every chance that we can be. Why? Why do you keep pounding on that preacher? Let me tell you why I do. Because I believe that we need to hear from God as much as possible. You know what? You may not like the way that I preach. I don't know. But you know what? God's word will not return unto him void. Amen? You know what? There'll be something. Maybe the teaching that Greg and all the rest of the teachers in here have, and Sean and Jeff, and God's word goes out, does it not? I was trying to think of Ryan, and I finally got it out just now. Those people teach. And you know what? You're here, and you hear, you want to hear God speak? They can speak through that. Man, the songs that were sung here tonight. Amen? Do they not speak to you? The ones that Sarah and Tony and Tink sung this evening, did they not speak to you? They spoke to me. I love to hear the Word of God come out in song. I love to hear people stand up and testify. I love speaks to us through those things. The point is, when He's speaking, but are you listening? Are you able to hear? Do you have God's holy headphones on? Psalms 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You first learn to hear from God by following His written word, do you not? Listen, you got classes, you got Sunday school classes where these young kids are being taught God's word from the time that God's word will speak to their hearts. Yes, one of these days, put it in there. I'll tell you this evening right now, folks, God's Word is speaking to you tonight. It is speaking to you tonight, praise God. It's letting, trying to let you know, trying to get a hold of you. We just got to listen for it. If you can't, the audible word anyway. You know what? You think, well, you wish God would speak to me in an audible voice? Well, listen to me, if you can't follow His written word, how do you expect that? And folks, God speaks through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. He speaks through the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Listen to me. Praise God. I tell you what, whenever I hear God's word turning up inside of me, don't you think God doesn't speak to me then? Don't you not think that He's there? What's being preached? Listen to what's being taught. I'm talking to you, preacher. I'm talking to you. And God's not a respecter of persons. Amen. He's talking to the Lord just like He's talking to me. Just like He's talking to Sarah. He's talking to all of us tonight. All we've got to understand is that whenever the Holy Spirit is dealing with us and trying to show us, listen, put on the holy headphones and listen to what He's trying to say. If you're going in the wrong direction or making the wrong decision, you're going to feel uneasy. Am I right? I want to tell you right now, when I have done wrong in my life, I want to tell you, it don't take me but a second for the Holy Spirit to come and say, listen, listen, that's not right. You need to get it right. He comes and he deals with me. So you tell me that the Holy Spirit doesn't talk to you. If you are a child of God, He's going to bring you to your knees if necessary. He's going to do that. He's going to make sure that it's right with you. The Holy Spirit letting you know that something's up. He's letting you know that something's up. God speaks to the inward voice of your conscience. It says, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. Have you ever heard of that still small voice inside? Have you ever heard of that? You know, what's he talking? He's talking about when the Spirit is trying to get through to you. That still says, your conscience witness that it's not real strong and overwhelming sometimes. You know, but there are times it is, and it says, do not do that. Hey, listen, I'm trying to talk to you. It's overwhelming sometimes. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may get sick and tired of hearing me talk about it, but I will never stop preaching about the Holy Spirit dealing in your life. I know what I know, what I know. That same flooded my soul. It come into me. It let me know that Jesus was real. It let me know that God was real. It let me know that there was something there beside what I had before. And I'll tell you what, I cannot praise God enough. God speaks through authoritative voice of the Holy Spirit. It tells us in Acts 10:19, while Peter thought on this vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. If God speaks to you like this, I want to tell you something right now, it's going to get your attention. Amen? If the Holy Spirit impresses upon you so much and tells you, just like he did Peter, he said, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. He told him out. God, I want to tell you something right now. God can speak to us and in an authoritative voice. You know, like you hear in your ears because it's so strong. You know that? Have you ever heard the Holy Spirit talk to you so much that you feel like you hear it? I've had it happen a couple times. I'll be quite honest with you. I've had it happen a couple times. One time, a situation where I worked at Manville, and I was walking up to that plant, and the Holy Spirit was like, I had to stop and think, see, somebody's talking, think I'm nuts, but I'm not. And you know what? It came to pass. That's exactly what it said. You know what? Sometimes it takes interference too. John 10:3-4 tells us, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them and his sheep follow him, for they know the shepherd's voice tonight. Bible tells me to try the Spirit. Does it not tell that to you also? Yeah. Why? To know which one is right. To know which is right. Why? Because there's so much out there that's wrong. There's so much out there that's wrong. That's why it's important for us to know that whenever we go out into this world, I know who the true shepherd is. I know his voice. I know when he talks to me. I know his word that I can go back on to know that it's receiving. Do you know his voice? Again, I ask you, do you know his voice this evening? What happens if the shepherd, you know, when the shepherd opened up the gates back then and all the sheep, whenever he'd go out before him, no sheep would follow him. What would happen if a couple of them went off and astray? Huh? Why? Because maybe they weren't paying attention. Maybe they got distracted. Maybe something else happened. You know what? Don't think for a minute that can't happen to us sometimes. We get ourselves to the point to where we can't, where we don't, and you know what? He's not out there just letting us go. He's out there trying to get us back. His voice is still trying to get us to come back. Amen? He said, what happens whenever one's missing? He said, the shepherd left the fold, left the 99, and what did he do? He went out, had enough about that one, he went to go get it. He wanted to bring it back into the fold. I am thankful. Thankful that we know the shepherd's voice. Amen. I am thankful we know him. There were distractions. There were a number of things that could be distracting us this evening. A number of things. Maybe it's sin in your life. You know what? I don't know. And again, I tell you this. I don't know your heart tonight. I don't know what's going on in your heart tonight. Maybe there's something you want to do separated from God. There are people that hold on to things in their life day after day, year after year, and they will not let go of them for whatever reason it is. And you need to let go and give it to Jesus, as they say. Give it to him. Clearly, we have to get rid of the distractions. We have to get rid of them. Whatever they may be, we have to get rid of them. Have you ever been listening to? And maybe there's something going there you like listening to, and all at once you get out of range and the signal goes static? That's what's happening to a lot of people that walk as Christian walk sometimes. You know, they love it. But you know what? Something gets them out of range. Something gets them, and all at once the static starts coming on. And they can't hear God like they once heard him. I'm here to tell you this evening, you need to get back in range. You need to get back with him. You need to get back to where you can hear him through and hear it loud and clear. Praise God, we need to do that because he is there. He's wanting us to get back. He's wanting us to get rid of the static that's in our lives. I don't know what it is. I believe that God's preaching to someone here tonight, if it's just me. Amen? How do I draw nearer to God? How do I get my holy headphones on and hear his voice? How do we do that? How do we get rid of the interference? You know what? It's quite easy, really. We need to get back on our knees. We need to get back to the one. We need to study. Say, God, you know what? It's been a while since I've heard you clearly. God, it's been a while. All that's going on in this world. Oh, you know what? I'll even tell you this. Sometimes we're too churchy, and I mean this in a good way. I mean it, that we don't hear what God truly is trying to talk to us about. Amen. To say, you know, you're, how they used to say that? He said you're too heavenly good to be any earthly good or something like that. I don't know, but I know I understood it as this. You know what? There are times in our lives that when we need to get focused on God, not everything around us sometimes. Listening to what God has for us to say, no matter how it is. The closer you get to the shepherd, the louder the voice will be. The closer we get to God, the closer we get to Him. The more that we listen to His voice, the more that we understand what His voice is. Do you not understand that whenever we get closer to Him, the louder He'll come through? You know what? Eli told Samuel, he said, Samuel, the next time that God calls to you, answer Him. I'm here to tell you this evening, if God has been calling out to you, if God has been trying to get your attention, the next time God calls out to you, bang. And praise God, I believe this is saying you will hear His voice loud and clear. He will tell you what is needed in your life. He'll tell you what you need to do. His voice will be. Amen. As they come and get a song this evening.